Today is the 21st of February, which means just 1 month left of winter, or what's passing for winter these days. Meteorologist Gary Best joins me now for a look at what this winter has and hasn't brought us. Hi, Gary.
Hi, how you doing today?
Very good. Well, to start, how off the norm has this winter really been? Have the average temperatures and snowfalls been way off, or does it just feel that way?
Well, no, it really has been way off. We have been above normal with the temperatures, certainly over the past several months. In fact, it's been this way since about June or July of last summer. We've had above normal temperatures consecutively right on through the past several months. And, of course, we've had below normal snowfall as well. And that's because of the jet stream, which is right now located across the central plain states. That's where the dip in the jet stream is. We've got a ridge of high pressure over the southeastern part of the nation, and that has been persistent over the past several months. It's kept all the cold and snowy weather further west. So they've had some snow across the plains and the upper Midwest, but of course here, with the warmer temperatures and the storms tracking to our west, we've had mainly rain situations coming up. Now, of course, occasionally this high off to the southeast has kind of broken down a bit, and we've seen a few storms pass south and east of us, but most of the action has been well south of us. But it looks like this persistent jet stream with the high offshore and the dip in the jet stream to the west will continue probably for the next several months, so it looks like above normal temperatures right into the spring.
So Mother Nature isn't planning to cram a whole bunch of cold and snow into the last few weeks before spring begins then?
Probably not. You know, there is a chance the jet stream pattern may change briefly for a week or two, which could allow some colder and perhaps some snowier weather, but we don't see that at all in the cards for the next couple of weeks anyway. It looks like a continuation of more of the same right into at least the first half of March.
When I talk to people during really cold winters, not this one, you often hear people say, yeah, sure, it's cold right now, but that just means it's going to be a nicer summer. When you say those effects are going to be carrying forward possibly later into the year, what is that actually going to look like for us in, say, summer?
Well, you know, sometimes a really cold winter doesn't merely mean a warm summer. It really all depends on where the jet stream is, and it looks like this pattern is going to continue for at least several more months. I'm looking at some of the longer-range charts, which go out into the summer, into next fall as well, and it shows really above-normal temperatures for a good portion of the United States into about the Northeast. We get kind of near to above-normal temperatures here, but it's really going to be warm across the plains, the south, into the southwest, and right into the summer, and probably into next fall as well.
All right, meteorologist Gary Best, thanks as always.
Okay.